We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North, and it's great to have your company. This evening, people will gather to honor success stories of neighborhoods pulling together at the 14th Annual Mandy Awards. It's known formally as the Milwaukee Awards for Neighborhood Development Innovation. One contender is a pocket park called 29th and Burnham Park. Until not long ago, it was a lot that attracted loitering and garbage dumping, but now it blends gardens with community art. Among the partners that nurtured that blending are two local nonprofits, Groundwork Milwaukee and Milwaukee Urban Gardens, or MUG. And those two groups recently announced their decision to officially blend. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes a look at some of the threads that drew the two together.
I first saw Groundwork Milwaukee and Milwaukee Urban Gardens on the same piece of turf late in 2011. It was a work day at Grow and Play, a community garden in Milwaukee's Harambee neighborhood. Bruce Wiggins is working with a broad smile on his wide-brimmed hat-covered face. He's executive director of Milwaukee Urban Gardens, MUG, and he says this is one example of tuning into overlooked neighborhoods.
This was two houses before, and the houses came down, and so there was a lot of dumping on this property. Milwaukee Urban Gardens purchased it in 2009, and we've been working with Harambee Great Neighborhood Initiative, Groundwork Milwaukee, and the community here. And MUG, as a land trust, owns the property and holds it for the community, and the community operates it and runs it.
Wiggins says it's more than a collection of vegetable patches.
They've had a very innovative after-school program here for the kids, teaching them reading and giving them a place to play. And we've got a real interesting project underway for a rain harvesting system. That's one of the big issues for our urban gardens in the city now, to try to get off of hydrants.
Mary Beth Driscoll's team is on hand to facilitate that change. She heads Groundwork Milwaukee. It is part of a network of groundwork groups around the country designed to cultivate the interest of young people in the environment.
EPA provides the seed funding. National Park Service administers it. And they're really interested in the open space and in urban areas, and they're really interested in the youth engagement program.
Groundwork Milwaukee's crew is called the Green Team. Driscoll says their contribution is more than about physical labor to help build gardens, clean up rivers, and today get a solar panel off the ground. She wants students to experience fruitful collaborations among partners. Here at the Grow and Play site, the underground water collection system is already in place, as well, Driscoll says, as a small pump.
That's going to create a little miniature waterfall. And so the cistern is right here. That's on top of it.
Okay.
So the pump is actually going to circulate the water through that. And then when the water mixes with oxygen, that's what keeps it safe. That's
nice.
What'll kill the pathogens.
To take the next step, it took more partners, including the city's Office of Sustainability and the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, to help install a small solar panel to power the pump. It's being mounted atop a pole high off the ground.
So Groundwork's Green Team was here earlier in the week and dug the trench.
Antoine Carter was just 1 month into his job leading the Green Team in its trench digging task. The Milwaukee native had been working with teenagers at an after-school program and knew nothing about Groundwork Milwaukee until he fell upon the group when visiting his mother.
They had a community garden started by my mother's house, and I was just going there to help my mom, and I met Mary Beth, and we started to talk, and I learned a little more about just what they do, so I just kind of reached out to them.
What was the appeal? Carter says working in off-the-radar places.
They kind of go to where people overlook, so I do like that. The inner city, it gets a lot of help, but, you know, there's not a lot of people in the inner city working with you that kind of, you know, from afar. So I do appreciate that. Also, they work on a lot of projects that if everyone works together, we'll all be able to clearly see a difference.
Groundwork's mission didn't instantly captivate Ashley Monique Smith's spirit. The high school student was simply looking to gain more work experience and normally gravitates to office assistance work. But she says she wasn't afraid to roll up her sleeves. Still, she didn't know quite what to expect when she was accepted as a Green Team member.
They let me do landscaping, and at first I was like, oh, dirt, you know.
Months and a lot of physical labor later, Smith still was not contemplating a future career built on rain or community gardens, but says she now thinks of its raw material as more than dirt.
I like when we plant after we do the rain gardens. I just like when we put the plants in the soil.
Yes, basil is a commonly used herb. You can use it in spaghetti sauce and stuff like that. And to keep this herb fresh, you keep it in the freezer, refrigerator. And if it gets too cold, then it may die. So you don't want to leave it in there too long. And when you are cooking with basil, it tends to lose its flavor. So that's why the chefs and stuff added at the end.
Last summer, Jeremy Rouse formed a personal relationship with soil and the basil he was growing. He was one of a handful of teenagers tending raised garden beds above the Milwaukee River in the River West neighborhood. Rouse was assigned a supersized plot, which he says was not a matter of luck.
He said I'm one of his hardest workers, and I came to every meeting so far, so he decided to give me the larger bed.
The he Rouse is referring to is Nick DeMarsh. He headed the effort to create a small student-led urban CSA model. Each farmer is growing for customers. In Jeremy Rouse's case, growing basil for a nearby restaurant.
Jeremy was growing for Central Cafe.
And delivering it by bicycle. DeMarsh says the vision is not just to learn to keep crops alive, but to building customer service and budgeting skills in young teens.
As far as I know, it's the only one here in Milwaukee. Each young farmer is responsible for one of those plots, and they have one customer. The customers have been arranged prior, and some of the customers have donated towards the program. In exchange, they get some produce and get to know that they're part of this educational process. So this is a mix of job and education training. And it's something that these guys are really excited to be a part of, because each year they'll have an opportunity to take on more customers, more responsibility, and take their learning to a deeper, broader extent.
To equip young entrepreneurs to one day run their own businesses. The Young Farmers Program started as a neighborhood initiative in which Groundwork Milwaukee was only peripherally involved as the fiscal agent. Now, Nick DeMarsh will officially be adding his urban farming business building skills to the newly merged Groundwork Milwaukee and Milwaukee Urban Gardens. Earlier this week, I met Bruce Wiggins and Mary Beth Driscoll in what will be the first official merged project, a couple of soggy empty lots at 28th and Wright. They describe what might be in store.
It's a new collaborative with the Neighborhood Capacity Building Project in Metcalf Park. And they approached us wanting us to partner because they'd seen other gardens that had flourished. So with MUG as the land tenure agent, we'll be able to secure the rental of the property and make it a community garden and maybe something more. We're not sure what. We're going to have some visioning with the community to find out what that means.
That's a good example of one of the advantages we think with the merger, that we'll be able to obtain the land, secure the land, which has been the MUG function and the MUG mission, with the groundwork function that now includes the young farmers.
Driscoll says coming together made all the sense in the world, including for financial reasons.
Through the recession, nonprofits have really been struggling. So it was a way to say, hey, let's lower our overhead costs for both groups and be able to spend as much as possible on program delivery.
Yet both admit the decision to combine was an emotional one. Bruce Wiggins says volunteers breathed life into MUG in 2001, which is now giving itself up to become a groundwork program.
Particularly the board members of Milwaukee Urban Gardens, who have labored for a long time and really had invested their hearts and souls in the effort, had a hard time thinking about losing the name. And so one of the hard parts was really negotiating the name and how all of that would work out. And as it happens, Groundwork needs to be able to maintain its name in order to be able to maintain the funding opportunities through some federal agencies. They needed to maintain that name. So it was very clear the name was going to be Groundwork. At the same time, we got assurances that the MUG brand will continue.
Mary Beth Driscoll will wear the executive director hat, freeing Wiggins up to expand Milwaukee's urban garden landscape. He also expects they'll be doling out advice to other cities. Last week, fellow Urban Garden Trust colleagues in Philadelphia gave Wiggins a call.
They're in the process of reorganizing and rethinking, and I was able to talk to them about some of the changes we've made here. And they said, oh, that's interesting, and send us some of your materials. And so I think Milwaukee is gaining a reputation for doing some good things, and I think we're in the forefront of it, and this will just make it better.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can learn more about the two groups that are merging, as well as the 29th and Burnham Pocket Park, from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Scottish writer Ian Rankin has penned some of the most successful crime fiction in the last 30 years. He was in Milwaukee last month to read from his latest, Standing in Another Man's Grave, and he stopped by the Lake Effect studio to talk about it. Lake Effect will return with that conversation in just a moment on WUWM.